Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Roughneck Jungle Break role in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way a producer and mixer would think, not just the way a loop programmer would think. The whole point here is to make the break feel like an event, not just a chop drum loop, not just something ticking along in the background. We want motion, attitude, pressure, and a groove that can survive next to a serious bass line. That means we're going to focus on phrase, density, low-end space, and controlled grime. Let's start by setting up the session properly. Create a dedicated drum group and name it Break Roll. Inside that group, keep your parts separated. Have one lane for the main break slice, one for top hats or a top loop, one for snare support, one for ghost percussion or texture, and one for fills or drum effects. Keep your sub and bass completely separate from this group. That separation matters because in drum and bass, the drums can be wild, but the low end still has to stay disciplined. On the Break Roll group, build a simple processing chain to start with. Put a Q8 first, then drum bus, then a compressor or glue compressor, then utility. Don't overcook anything yet. Pull the group fader down so you've got headroom. A lot of people make the mistake of making the drum bus too loud too early, and then the whole mix has nowhere to go. Indeed, NB, punch comes from control, not just volume. Now choose your break. You want something with strong transience and some character. Amen style breaks. Think style breaks or a looser old-school jungle break all work well. Drag the break into simpler, or slice it to a new MIDI track if you want full control. If you're working in simpler, use slice mode with transient detection. In the clip, set warp to beats, preserve transients, and keep the slice size tight, usually around 1/16 or 1/32 depending on how busy you want the roll. Here's an important point. If the break is too clean, don't rush to distort it. First get the rhythm right. Then add dirt. Roughneck energy comes from the edit and the groove as much as it comes from saturation. Now build the core pattern. Don't start with a fully manic roll. Start with a phrase. Think of it like this. The first bar gives you the backbone. The second bar starts to add movement. The third bar increases tension. And the fourth bar gives you a little release or a setup into the next section. That phrasing is what makes the roll feel intentional. Use velocity to shape the performance. Your main accents should be strong, and your ghost notes should sit much lower. A good rule of thumb is that ghost hits live somewhere around 20 to 60 velocity, while the main backbeat hits sit much higher. That difference is what turns an edited loop into something that actually feels played. And don't be afraid to move a few late hats or ghost snares slightly behind the grid. Not sloppy, just relaxed. That tiny drag is part of the jungle feel. It gives the roll that dangerous, leaning forward energy without falling apart. If the groove still feels stiff, try a light amount of swing from the groove pool. Keep it subtle, just enough to loosen the break, not enough to blur the attack. In dense drum and bass, too much swing can make the whole thing feel soft. Next, add top-end support. Bring in a separate top loop or hat layer that follows the break, but gives you consistent high-frequency motion. High-pass it hard, usually somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, then trim any harshness in 6 to 9 kHz area if needed. A little saturation can help, but keep it modest. You want the top layer to act like glue and sparkle, not extra clutter. For the snare, add a clean support layer if the break needs more authority. Use a short, punchy snare sample. Keep the decay short and align it by ear with the main break. The goal is to strengthen the snare truth, not to create another long tail fighting the original break. In Roughneck Jungle, the snare is a statement. If the snare loses authority, the whole roll loses stance. Now let's shape the drum bus. On the Break Roll group, start gently. Use EQ8 to clean up any unnecessary rumble. Usually you don't need to high pass aggressively, but if there's low junk sitting under the sub, tidy it up. Then use drum bus for a bit of drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and a small amount of transient enhancement if needed. Don't go wild with the boom control here, because in jungle and DNB, boom can get in the way fast. Then use a compressor or glue compressor to glue things together. A slowish attack and medium release is a good starting point. You want a little movement, maybe 1 to 3 decibels of gain reduction, not full flattening. If the transient punch disappears, back off. Utility is your final cleanup tool. If the break feels too wide, tighten the width. Keep the core kick and snare energy centered. Width is great for airy layers and effects, but the heart of the break should stay solid in the middle. Now comes the part that really makes this work in a DNB mix. Carve the bass around the roll. Your sub should be fully mono. No stereo tricks on the sub. Keep it stable and simple. If you're using a Reese, split it into a mono sub layer and a wider mid layer, because the mid layer can move while the sub stays locked. If the bass is fighting the drum accents, use light sidechain compression. Keep it musical. You're not trying to pump the bass to death. You just want the kick and snare relationships to breathe. Usually a modest ratio, a fairly quick attack, and a release that fits the groove is enough. Think small moves. 1 to 4 decibels of gain reduction is often plenty. And this is where a lot of people get it wrong. The drums and bass should interlock, not compete. If the break owns too much low-mid energy, the bass loses weight. If the bass is too busy, the roll stops breathing. So make room for each one on purpose. Now let's arrange the roll across 16 bars. This is where the loop becomes a section. In the first 4 bars, keep it relatively stripped. Use the core roll, a little top motion, and just enough support to establish the groove. Then, over the next 4 bars, start opening the filter a little, add a few more ghost notes, and maybe bring in an extra hat or snare accent. By bars 9 to 12, the roll should feel fuller and more urgent. That doesn't necessarily mean more sounds everywhere. It can mean better density, tighter edits, and stronger contrast. Then, for the last 4 bars, create a switch up. That could be a fill, a reverse hit, a snare throw, or a brief drop in density that makes the next section hit harder. Use automation to make this feel alive. Open the cutoff on the top layer over time. Increase drum bust drive slightly into a fill, then pull it back. Send a little reverb to a snare hit right before a transition. Throw a short echo on a crash or snare for a tape-like tail. Even a small width change can make the section feel bigger when the drop lands. Remember, contrast is your secret weapon. A roll hits harder when it's preceded by something leaner. Don't keep adding more and more all the time. Sometimes the most effective move is to take something away right before the return. That empty space makes the re-entry feel massive. For fills, keep them short and intentional. 1-bar fills or half-bar fills are enough. In fast drum and bass, too many fills start to erase the danger. A good trick is to remove 1 or 2 key hits before the next phrase instead of adding a big flashy fill. That negative space creates anticipation in a really powerful way. You can also use a tiny reverse snare or a reversed break fragment as a pre-impact swell. Keep it subtle. In jungle, the best transitions are often felt before they're consciously heard. Before you call it done, do a mix check. Listen in mono. If the roll falls apart in mono, your layering is too dependent on width. Check the low end. Make sure the sub is clean and not fighting the break. Check the upper highs too. If the hats or top layers are harsh around 7 to 10 kHz, tame them. And most importantly, listen at low volume. If the groove only feels exciting when it's loud, the arrangement or balance probably needs work. If the break sounds huge on its own, but small with the bass, that usually means there is too much low-mid buildup or too much transient masking. Cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz if needed. Reduce unnecessary stereo spread. And don't be afraid to lower the drum bus instead of just pushing the bass up. The goal is a roll that feels wild, but still disciplined. Gritty, but controlled. Loose, but designed. That's the roughneck jungle mindset. So here's the big takeaway. Build the roll as a phrase, not just a loop. Keep the roll separate. Break. Tops, snare support, bass, sub. Use Ableton's stock tools to shape punch and grit, but let timing, velocity, and arrangement do most of the musical work. Automate density and tone across the section. Protect the mono low end, and always test the roll in context with the bass. If you get that balance right, the result isn't just a drum pattern. It's a swinging spine for the whole track. Dangerous, alive, and ready to drop. For practice, take 1 break and build a 4-bar roll today. Add at least 4 ghost notes, 1 small fill, a high-pass top layer, and 1 automation move. Then check it with a bass line and mono at low volume. If it still bangs there, you're on the right track. That's the lesson. Now go make that break roll bite.